yeah. That's some caulking music right there, baby. That'll get you fired up. Well, during the break, virtually every employee of the radio station walked in and says, well, now I know how to do booger-free caulking. See? That's just one of the things you learn right here at Rosie on the House.
Well, you know what I learn all week long when I talk to people? I ask them how they listen to the show, and they said, doing my errands and in my car. And that's the case today. I have Miss Cheryl. She was called earlier, then she was in her, and now she's in her car waiting to talk to you. She's been to the farmer's market this morning.
Oh, she's waiting for us. Go ahead and bring her up. Miss Cheryl.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Hey, great, great. How can
we
help
you? Good. Well, I changed out yesterday a 33-year-old air conditioning unit in my condo.
Okay.
And it was limping along the last few years and finally bit the bullet. I was happy with the company and so forth, but I had them add an air scrubber. And okay. The air scrubber either came with an ozone additive or not. And I chose the ozone because it supposedly eliminates the odors, attaches to the odors, eliminates them in the atmosphere. And then this morning, after the fact, I started reading online, of course, that there are pros and cons to the ozone, and it can be fatal to small animals. And I have cats at this point. And so I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, there's ozone generators that aren't healthy. We use them a lot when we're trying to eliminate odors from a house. And a perfect example, I'll tell you a short story, is a friend of ours had a modular home up in the White Mountains, and a family of skunks came in and made their home underneath the house. And one of the neighbors, thinking they were doing my friends a favor, started harassing those skunks to get them out from under the house. And so on the way the skunk showed their appreciation for being harassed was they sprayed everything underneath that house trailer. And you literally could not walk in that house without throwing up. So we put ozone generators in that house for 2 weeks, and you would never know that house experienced that problem. But
wow. But
you couldn't be inside that house while the ozone generators were running. The ozone air is not healthy for you. Now, a lot of people get ozone generators confused with air ionizers, and those are two completely different things. So are you sure you don't have an air ionizer?
Well, I don't know. It's an ultraviolet light, but it's a cartridge, and they had it with an ozone component and without. And two of the installers said they have them in their home, and it has a slight odor to it. It's a fresh odor, but I don't have a great sense of smell, but it does do that for the odors. But it's it's put inside the air return. Which in my case is in my pantry. So and I chose that. They said if I didn't like it, they could switch it out to one that doesn't, a cartridge that does not have ozone.
Well, I tell you what, Miss Cheryl, if you'll send me the information on who the manufacturer is and what they call it, we'll do some research for you and tell you whether or not we feel like you ought to trade it out.
That'd be awesome.
I will tell you this. Right. That the ultraviolet light is absolutely one of the purest air filtering systems you can get. So let's just see what kind of ionizer or ozone generator they've got attached to that, and we'll help you make that choice, okay?
Okay, I will do that. The only reason I knew about the ultraviolet light was because of your show, and otherwise I wouldn't have even known to ask, and they hadn't mentioned it. So I really appreciate it.
All right,
Miss
Cheryl.
So I will do that. I'll send you the information.
That's awesome. Now, you hang on 1 second. Jennifer will pick you back up and get your contact information. And with that, we'll quick jump to Bob down in Tucson. We actually have two Bobs in Tucson. One wants to talk about roof, and one wants to talk about concrete. Let's go to Bob with the roof question first.
Yeah. Hey, Bob with the roof in Tucson. Rosie, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a bid to do a flat roof, 3,600 square feet, 100% silicone coating. What do you think about that versus, you know, just a regular paint and patch type deal? Are you familiar with that?
Well, did you say ceramic?
No, silicone.
Silicone, okay.
Solvent free. Yeah.
You mind sharing with me? Did they give you a brand name?
Yes.
What is it?
It's called Geico Western, Geico Flex S20 series. No. That I mean, I've got the literature on it.
Yeah, no, I'm not familiar with it, but you're trying to apply that to what kind of roof?
Flat roof, 3,600 square feet. You know, okay. Every 3 or 4 years, it you know, gets cracking and so forth with the traditional roof coating, and this has allegedly got a 50-year guarantee. That in other words, once I have this applied, that's it for the duration.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Bob. I want you to talk to our Tucson roofing expert. We have two certified roofers in Tucson, Lions Roofing and West Coast Roofing. Let's just see what they know about that product, okay? Jennifer, do you have West Coast number?
I do. It is 520-241-2556.
Mm-hmm. Okay, West Coast Roofing. I'll Google it and find them.
Yeah, give them a call.
I've never heard of it before.
Thanks. Okay, well, I will tell you this, that Tucson is the roof coating capital of the entire world. They do things with roof coatings and extending the life of roof surfaces with coatings more in Tucson than any other place I've ever been. So it's worth looking into. Let's just look into it with someone that has a little bit more specific expertise on it than me. And that would be the guys at West Coast or Lions Roofing as it relates to Tucson roof coatings. All right, we've got Romy joining us from the Tucson Convention Center. He's down there for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association home show that goes all weekend long. And let's see if we caught him with a mouthful of that tri-tip meat he's got me so hungry for now.
Not yet, but my stomach's telling me it's ready. I bet Saturday morning start early here.
I bet you could smell it, huh?
I'm sure down from the floor I can. We're up in the office show manager's room above the floor, just because when we broadcast on the floor of the convention center, about 9:30 they start making the PA announcements, and it just becomes a very poor listener experience for the rest of the audience to hear the the PA in the background. But I'm sure you could smell it on the floor. Brent, could you smell it before you came up here?
Absolutely.
You could? Yeah. I'm going to turn up your mic for you.
There we go. Yeah, that's the guiding beacon to the home show here.
Just roll down your window and start sniffing. You'll find your way in from there. And I asked you to join us because October is water month here at Rosie on the House, and y'all have a pretty interesting service that you provide for the water supply and water drainage of homes.
Right, we do. I really appreciate this opportunity. Good morning to you and my friends. So here
the
at
company's New Flow.
Right, New Flow. What we do is we fix pipes. We work with sewer lines and with water lines. We have two different technologies that we utilize. You mentioned about the water lines. That's it's an NSF 61 approved product that is a barrier coating that is sprayed in with compressed air. How that process works, it was actually developed with partnership with the U.S. Navy. It's used on all the aircraft carriers. It's just a wonderful product for preventing inside-out corrosion. What that does is that coats the inside of the pipe about 7 to 8 mil thick, each coating. The process is we attach hoses, we remove all the angle stops, the connection points, and with compressed air, we run an aggregate, spray an aggregate through, and capture that on the back end. That removes any buildup debris that's in the pipe, and also gives it a tooth, if you will, so that the epoxy that's blown in will attach properly to the pipe.
And we don't know how long epoxy will last, but you're basically taking a 40, 50-year copper pipe and extending it 100, 200 years.
It has a life expectancy, exactly, of 50 to 75 years. We haven't been around long enough to completely fulfill that that understanding, but, yeah, it's done a marvelous job thus far.
And it saves the homeowners from having to repipe through the attic. If we've seen a lot of cases where the pipes corrode, they need it replaced, they go with the option of running it through the attic, and then they're like, I never have cold water in the summer. Or I have to wait for 5 minutes before I get cold water because all that hot water that's in the pipes, that's in the attic, that wasn't insulated, has to clear out. And we're just seeing a ton of water running down the drain and wasting.
Sure.
Just to get to a temperature that's comfortable to use.
Right, right. Yeah, that's one of the advantages of what we offer is you're utilizing the original system that was designed properly for the structure.
And then on the drainage side, this is very cool.
Yeah, the drainage site is that's actually a structural enhancement for the waste site. It's a felt material that's impregnated with epoxy. We use a bladder. It's kind of like an inner tube that's put inside of the felt liner once it's impregnated with epoxy, and we pull that into place through the clean outs and roof vents. So we clean the pipe first, remove the debris, the roots, whatever it is that's in the pipe. As you know, with cast iron, it just tends to choke down over time and reduce in diameter. We remove all of that, restore it to its original diameter, and then we pull the liner into place through clean outs and roof vents. Because we're pulling it, we can manipulate 270 degrees of turns on the same run.
Which is phenomenal.
It is. It's incredible.
The amount of money that saves homeowners from the expense of having to dig up and reset the supply or drain side of their plumbing is an absolute asset to all homeowners.
Absolutely. And one of the huge advantages of that is that there's little downtime. The epoxy impregnated liner takes about 4 hours to cure. So that's really the only time that the sewer is offline for the homeowner. So we don't have to displace tenants. Homeowners and occupants can remain in the building, the facility, without having disruption in that regard.
Well, the studio is telling us we've got a woman on the hold already.
Yes, yes.
That had a question on pipe corrosion, and it was just a coincidence that she was already on hold and you walked in. But we're pushing up against the break, so we're going to jump quick early to that and come back and see how we can help connect you with a homeowner already on hold with a question on pipe corrosion here.
Fantastic.
At Rosie on the House.